Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a five-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Being a Christian is such a life of irony, isn't it? We die that Christ might live in us. In that way, we're more alive than ever. Ever known anyone who was alive, but their life was just existing, really? Maybe you felt that way before. I know I have at times. That's not the life Jesus wants for us. To enjoy this life fully is to be fully spiritually alive. Of that, I am convinced. Let's talk about what a spiritually alive person looks like today. My mom says in this chapter in the book that there are two types of people in this world: those who are physically alive but spiritually dead, and those who have died to themselves and yet come alive in Christ. Spiritually dead might mean never have been saved, or it might mean saved but in a very stale spiritual place and desperately in need of soul revival. Galatians 2:20 has always been a powerful verse for me. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I want to no longer live even while I'm alive. It's hard and I don't really know how to do it, but I want to. Christ does live in me, but I want more and more of his aliveness. I know that's not a word, but you get the picture, and less of me, and I'm working on it with him. But what does a spiritually alive person look like? Well, the book details it so perfectly, I thought we would just grab it from there. And so here it is. Number one, a spiritually alive person is glad to be alive. This really struck me when I read it because sometimes I don't have enough gratitude for my life. Sometimes it hits me and I'm just so grateful to be alive and I thank God for that. And then some days I just go by without even thinking about breathing. What a gift to be alive. If you haven't thanked God for letting you be alive today, I want you to just stop this podcast right now, pause it, and do just that. And then number two, a spiritually alive person has spiritual activity, sort of a symptom that they're spiritually alive. This one stopped me too, because all activity is not spiritual. And I mean, we have a lot of activity during our days. A lot of busyness is not spiritual. It's not for the Lord. And that doesn't mean that every single thing we have to do during the day has to be spiritual or have some kind of spiritual connotation to it. It just means that we have spiritual activity in our life and that most of our life is meant to be productive for the kingdom. We need to recognize what the difference is between being busy and being spiritually active. Number three, a spiritually alive person has needs different from a spiritually dead person who needs only life. Now, that's kind of, I know, a hard one to understand, but listen to this. In other words, we who know Jesus have spiritual needs that unsaved people do not, because they don't know Jesus. Therefore, he cannot meet their spiritual needs until they accept him as their Lord. It's kind of deep, but bear with me. We need to grow in our faith where a person who is unsaved is not on a growth road. We're on kind of two different roads in life. We need God to change us and make us like him, which is a deeper need than those who just need him to save them first, which obviously is a huge need, but we're on different roads. So we have unique and different needs. Number four, a spiritually alive person reproduces life in others. We don't change or give life to other people in and of ourselves. We can't do that. Only God can. We don't have the power for that. But what we can do is share with others as a satisfied customer, so to speak, about the life that we've found, because we want them to experience it as well. We're firsthand experience. We're on the front lines. We know of this Jesus we're telling them about. And so sharing Jesus is what a spiritually alive person will do. And number five, a spiritually alive person has a bright future. Our permanent home is heaven. That is set, and we have a promise that can't be broken. So we literally have no worries. Anything we worry about down here is because we've temporarily forgotten about our forever home. And that's just the truth. Our five-word prayer today is this: God, help me be spiritually alive. We don't want to just exist. We want to be well and honor you with our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today on the Five Word Prayers Daily. See you tomorrow for our last day in this Die and Live series and the last show in the month, Hardest series. Man, it has been a great month to be with you. Thanks for listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. Did you know I have free Bible study resources? Yep, all on my website, lisawhittle.com. Just go to the top, the tab, and you can find all the free stuff there. I'd love for you to do my Declare study or my Jesus Strong. Any of that is all there available to you. Take part in that if you would, and you'll be blessed.